Richard Evans, the business reporter for the Advertiser, wrote an article in the paper yesterday that an Adelaide company is on the brink of a medical breakthrough that could potentially benefit millions of osteoarthritis sufferers. The company is Paradigm Biopharmaceuticals, and they've listed on the Adelaide or the Australian Stock Exchange. And the CEO of the company joins us right now, and I'm looking forward to having a chat with him. Paul Rennie. Good morning, Paul. Congratulations. Happy New Year and Christmas.
Oh, thank you very much, Pilko, and the same to you and your family. It's much appreciated. And yes, the good news story here is that this has been done by a couple of very passionate South Australians. My good friend and good colleague is Dr. Ravi Krishnan. He did his science at Adelaide University, and I did my science at Flinders University. And over the years, we've been involved in a lot of medical research projects and developed a lot of different products. And what we have reported on, and as you said, Richard reported in the Advertiser, we've had a really significant breakthrough. This is not research at the very early stage. Sometimes we hear some very encouraging and very exciting developments, and sometimes those are in animals or things like that, which generally means that the effect in humans or the availability of the product to those suffering might be 10, 15 years away. In this case, what Richard has reported on is that Paradigm has just finished a phase 2B clinical trial. Now, I hope you don't add this to your list of confusing things like petrol prices, NBN, and Brexit, but phase 2 clinical trials is where you do a trial,
yeah,
and it's in patients with the disease. So first of all, we have done a trial in 112 people with chronic to severe osteoarthritis. So these are people who are struggling every day with the pain, the sort of grinding pain in their joints, and they've gone into the trial. Now, when they go into the trial, the people understand that they are randomised and they may get the drug or they may get a placebo. And the reason we do that is that we want to see if the effect that we get at the end of the trial is real. And so you compare the results of the drug to the placebo, and we've done that, and that's called statistical significance. In other words, the effect that we're seeing is real. But perhaps the most important aspect of what we've done is we've been able to generate, in addition to the statistical significance, the clinical effect, or known as clinical significance. This is where the patients have reported versus placebo, those on the drug actually had an overall improvement of their well-being, and they also had an improvement in their pain levels. So some people reported that their pain levels went from moderate to severe pain, and on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being extreme pain. We're talking about patients having pain scores of around 6. So it's starting to get very, very constant. People have the pain, and the pain gets worse over time. As you know, again, picking up on your earlier themes, when you put your scotch down and you've got your hearing aid, you've also got your walking stick, and people over time, the pain becomes very difficult. And so they refer to things like having just a constant pain. They go to bed at night, they can't sleep that well. But in our case, this overall wellness and this overall improvement in the clinical effect has shown that people have gone from this 6 out of 10 to half that or more. So they've gone from 6 down to 3, or maybe below 3, 2 or 1. And what that means is they've gone from this constant grinding pain down to mild pain, which can be managed by over-the-counter analgesics. So it's a significant breakthrough, but I think the most important thing for your listeners when they're thinking about this is that this study means that we have to do one more study in the United States, and then we can bring the product to market, because we've shown in this study that the drug is safe and it works over and above placebo, but it also has a clinically meaningful effect. And that together is incredibly exciting, and it has all the hallmarks of the product getting to market. And so, yes, it's a good news story for the global population. It's a good news story for all the people in Australia, but it's also a very good story for Adelaide that we've been able to through our years at university and working with a whole range of researchers. We're also doing a number of research projects to further development, and Dr. Krishnan is working with the University of Adelaide. Those results will be reported and that'll be published worldwide. So it really is a great story for Adelaide, and I think a lot of people out there are interested in following the story. As you said, it's Paradigm Biopharmaceuticals, and our ticker on the ASX is PAR. And thank you. Like the introduction, you know, it's just a great news story for Adelaide.
Well, it certainly is. We're talking, it's a quarter to 11. We're talking to the CEO of Paradigm Pharmaceuticals here in Adelaide, Paul Rennie. Paul, something like 2 million of us suffer, and for those of us who are over 45, it's one in five people suffer from osteoarthritis. I mean, what's the cause of it? It's just simply the fact we're getting older and the bones are getting fragile. What causes it?
Yes, it's a good question, Pilko. And a lot of the time, look, it's a multitude of factors. Sometimes it can be people who've played a lot of sport early in the years and had injuries, people who've had car crashes, people who are genetically predisposed, people who may have some weaknesses in their joints and then are being overweight, leads to a condition which affects the entire joint. So it affects the bones. The end of the bones are covered in cartilage, and there's a lining around the joint called the synovium, and that gets inflamed. The cartilage starts to break down, and there's changes to the bone. And what our research has shown is that this drug can actually be effective in all of those areas, reduce the inflammation, hopefully prevent some of the cartilage breakdown, clear the fluid inside the bone, and overall it's has a tremendous impact on the patient's well-being, with a reduction in pain, freeing up the joint.
Just the lifestyle, just your approach to life, your interaction with other people and things like that. Paul, when do you hope to actually pass this third stage so that it then gets approval and gets onto the market? And when it gets onto the market, what will it cost? Have you got any idea?
Yes, well, to answer your first question, as I said, this is what we call a pivotal phase 2B trial, which means that you've got the results now that allow you to go to phase 3. And the phase 3 trials, most companies do them in the US because the US FDA and the US market are so attractive. So the FDA is where you lodge your phase 3 application, and the US market is, you know, like 50% of the world market for pharmaceutical products. So we will be doing our phase 3 trial in the US. We'll start that next calendar year in 2019. And we think the trial will take somewhere between 12 months to maybe 18 months to finish.
As long as that, yeah, okay, yes. You're right. Okay, yes. So it mightn't be available on shelves at the chemist. I mean, will you be able to buy it at the chemist, or will you need to have a prescription from the doctor?
Yes, well, in addition to what we're doing with the US FDA, there are now changes to the regulatory pathways in most major Western countries, and recognising that people in this predicament where they have this constant grinding pain really have no option. And in the United States, for example, people are then, if you like, faced with a situation of putting up with the pain or going on to medications like opioids. And we know that the opioids have serious side effects. So the governments are starting to say, well, look, if you've got good data, and we've treated about 500 people in Australia under a compassionate use type program, and we've done this trial. Our regulatory team at Paradigm will be preparing the documents and apply to the TGA for something known as provisional approval. And provisional approval, if we reach that within the next few months, or maybe, you know, it could be 6 months, 9 months, whatever, then the product could be made available under a provisional approval, and people can go to their doctor and get the product prescribed and terrific. That sort of thing.
Paul, so congratulations. Before we let you go, you're on the ASX, the Australian Stock Exchange. What's the what are the initials we've got to look out for?
PAR.
So PAR,
okay. PAR.
And, yep. and at the moment, the share price is what?
Well, it's $1.35. So as your colleague was saying before, it's about the same price as petrol. So maybe what we should do is not use the car, sit at home and put that $1.35 into a stock going forward.
Good on you, Paul. Congratulations to yourself and to Ravi on what is just an enormous news. It really is. That's Paul Rennie, who's the CEO of Paradigm Pharmaceuticals. They're listed on the Australian Stock Exchange under PER. They're about $1.35, and from all reports, it will be an absolute world breakthrough in the treatment of osteoarthritis.